181.
181 on a motherfucking podcast.
Excuse me, sir. Language.
Oh, this one is not not safe for work. Totally safe for work.
Kid friendly. What are you doing? What about the children? What about them kids?
Yeah,
you know,
six to 18 years old is our target market for podcasting.
6 to 18. That's a weird group, man. I don't think we have anything in common with any one of those. Anything between 6 to 18. What is the good question? What is the youngest person you would actually hang out with at this point in life? You old as fuck.
And my nephew, if you count that hanging out.
Well, yeah, because that's your best buddy. Y'all are Fortnite Battle Pass buddies, boy.
That's about it. I guess I'd say seven years old.
When the warden lets you get out on the weekend pass and you get out there in the streets, you hanging out with 7-year-olds? You ain't got no other friends?
I'm in the middle of the woods. Ain't nobody out here.
So it's you, a 7-year-old, and a damn dog named Max.
We got the bros in laws, but he's not younger than me. I'm the youngest one. No, I'm not the youngest one. I'm the middle family child aged person. Upper middle.
The upper middle?
Yeah, I'm not like mid 40s. I'm not low 30s.
Yeah.
Who are you hanging out with? What's your childlike passion?
I don't have any childlike passion. I don't know
what you're talking about. You don't do whimsy. Your inner child, you strangled him to death. You killed it.
Yeah. I don't do that childlike whimsy. I hang out with people who like tobacco and bullet wounds and burn marks and shit like that. That's what I like.
Oh, that's so edgy. You're supposed to go through that phase in high school, bro.
No. You're talking about going through the phase of high school where you put on like the leather jackets and chains and spike your hair up. I ain't talking about that shit. I'm talking about sophisticated manly things like you like cigar smells and burnt and cigarette burns.
So dumb.
So I guess you ain't grown up in your life. So you don't partake in because you don't partake in the I'm gonna sit back and have a nice shot of whiskey and smoke a cigar and sit down.
I don't need all that. No, I can sit in my slippers, have a nice shot of cherry Dr. Pepper.
Cherry Dr. Pepper! Well, Lord have mercy.
And just chill at the house.
Okay, that's fine. Everybody ain't the same, but that's lame.
Exactly.
I just want to point that out. You lame as hell. You and your 7-year-old are lame.
Hey, stay in your lane, bro. You can't get on this Fortnite with this. You jealous.
I'm good. I ain't finna spend $17.99, $18.22, and $36.66 on a Fortnite Battle Pass. I'm not doing it. That's fine. But whenever you want to come to adulthood, come holler at your boy. We'll get you on a nice little bourbon and a nice steamer jacket. Okay, shit.
Man, I can drop a steamer in the bathroom right now. I don't have to have a jacket. Oh,
brother, look. I told you about this toilet ass humor. No, don't do that. But anyway, I started out 187. 187 is killer. That's kill people. 181. Episode 181 Mainstream Podcast. It's just me and Chris. But anyway, so you hanging out with 7. It's one of the things that happened.
Well, yeah, he got banned for a while, so.
Ooh.
I guess he was on Fortnite too much. He got
the 7-year-old got banned from Fortnite?
Oh, he needs to practice his spelling test a little bit. So he was trying to come off summer and stay in summer mode too much. So he messed up one of his first tests. He's on summer mode. So he's still in summer mode. He need to get back in school mode.
Yeah. Wait, how bad is his reading? He can't read?
No, he can read. He just didn't practice his spelling test. So he got distracted. He's worried about Fortnite Battle Pass and unlocking Transformers and all this type of shit. Worried about the wrong shit.
Yeah, he can't spell Transformers. Can't spell Fortnite. Hell, I can't spell Fortnite.
Which Fortnite are we talking about?
I'm saying.
Talking about Edward Lincoln or the Fortnite game?
Who the hell is Edward Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Thank you.
It was one of the Lincolns.
The Lincolns.
And not the vehicle.
Like, yeah, 4 score and 7 Fortnites ago.
Silent L looking ass.
Yeah, him inking like Lincoln. But This week has been weird, but I'm just going to say I'm tired, I'm sleepy, and it's 106 degrees still outside. Just telling you that. That's what I'm saying. That's all.
Oh, I believe you. It was going down, and then it started going up. And now it's still hot again.
Yeah. But next week's going to be kind of interesting because it's for like 78 degrees sometime tomorrow, next week, like Tuesday or Wednesday or something. But it's 107 degrees today.
That 40 degree drop will turn into a tornado.
Yeah. It rained up here, and then we thought it was going to get reprieve. It's going to be 90 degrees, and then it went from like that 90, 90 something degrees and went back up to 107 the next day or so.
That feeling when 90 degrees is like a cool breeze and brother, feels nice.
Everybody was outside. Everybody was out there. It was like a liberation. Everybody was liberated. It was crazy.
Liberated from the AC.
Yeah. Well, not that. It's still 90 degrees, but it was just like more people were outside. You could tell when the temperature started dropping, there's more people outside because the streets were packed versus what it was like. I mean, people still out. Your fellow humans, the people from the mounts of Mount Caucasus, them great people over there, y'all would be outside. It'd be hot as fuck. It'd be like 192 degrees and y'all still outside. I'm saying my things to do. I don't care. Going to the local bar is not a thing to do. I'm staying.
That's what indoors. You say you're doing, trying to get that bourbon, that whiskey, that touch of a smoky man's breath.
I didn't say anything like that.
You want that hot smoke in your face?
No, I.
You want to sit in the corner and have a conversation on some little chairs in a dark alley of the.
You a hate ass boy. I just want you to know.
Give me that drink with a big old ball of ice in it. Give me that circle ball of ice.
Okay, did just I
pour it down my throat?
Did give me I a hit rock. On you?
On
you?
One rock, please. I will take one rock, please, and a drink with the rock.
Are you done? Rocks. Are you done?
Yes.
Are
you done, man? And now can you chop the tip off? And not that tip, sir.
Chop the tip off? What the fuck is happening?
My cigar. Can you kindly stick it in and chop the tip off my cigar and light me up, sir?
That's fine. You a lame ass boy. It's fine. It's cool. It's cool.
I want a humidor for my birthday.
Yeah. I would love a humidor for my birthday. Thank you. That'll be
perfect. I'll hook you up. I'll put $10 towards your humidor.
I mean, this guy here is such a hating person.
Jeez, you know, before you were trying to manly man up in the 90s, maybe 2000s, the 99 and the 2000s.
99 and 2000s.
I was listening to, like, when I would drive to work, drive somewhere, I was listening to like an AM station where this dude.
Who the hell was listening to AM in 2000?
When you were on third shift, that's what was on the radio.
Oh.
So people talking. There was a guy that did a podcast, not a podcast back then. Fuck, it was a radio show.
There
on the podcast.
There was just talk shows, radio talk show.
Yeah, it was an AM radio show, and the guy would review and talk about cigars,
mm-hmm.
like imported cigars, and he'd be like,
"Taste testing it or import
like no imported." He talked about all the ones from all over the world and Cuban cigars and his collection, and I don't know if it was called the Humidor. Early podcast, whatever the hell it was, but this guy just had that gravelly smoky voice and he would just go on and on about his favorite cigars and tasting them and sharing them. And so I never smoked a cigar, but I would listen to that fucking radio show on the way to work because the guy was just so eloquent with it, made me want to smoke a cigar.
Okay, I said the same thing you try to hate on my whole life when I just said that. I was actually being funny about a cigar because I don't do cigarettes.
I know.
Like cigarettes or cigarette smoke, but you went full my whole head, my whole neck for no reason.
Like, but I want to share this with you because it'd probably be interesting to you now that, like, hearing this guy talk about the cigars.
I gotta listen to a guy from 2000 talk about the cigars from 2000.
The guy was fucking funny. Like, the personality. It was just like you listen to a podcast now. They got personality.
Today? Is he still alive?
He probably died from cigars. But
I got the last cigar from Cuba, and it's so good.
I don't know who the guy's name was, but he talked about humidors all the time. That's how I learned the word humidor.
Are you beating the keyboard to find out? Jesus Christ.
AM radio show cigars.
You ever seen that movie? What was it? Swordfish? That would sound like your ass was doing. Like Halle Berry was like, you better type that password in correctly.
Man.
I hope you find him because it's like you went all the way back to the past to go find his ass.
Yeah, one day I'll find this dude. I don't know what he looks like or anything. I only know his voice.
I'm gonna ask a question. Did your ass just type in Humidor Dude AM as a search? Because I'm just wondering, how did you just go and search? Because I heard you search something literally for the first time ever.
Wait. Did I just take a screenshot? Let me see.
I hope to God not. I heard you search something.
You heard me. You heard me typing.
Yeah, I heard you search.
Look at my search. Look at my search. You fucking almost guessed. Like, you have a
screensaver. This guy literally put in Humidor AM radio show Cigars 2000. Like, what?
I was trying to. I thought I would bring it up, but it brought a bunch of other bullshit up. You almost said it. I was like, am I screen sharing right now?
I was the almost exactly right.
You're stream sniping. You almost had it word for word.
This guy literally, I was like, I know he didn't put Humidor AM radio show host. I'm like, there ain't no way that you actually searched it for real. Why would you do that?
That's the only clues that I have to the puzzle.
Brother, you literally typed in something that could be the, I mean, there is no way.
I found it.
No way. I call bullshit. There is no way.
Oh, Cigar Dave, the general. Oh, like, damn.
That's not it.
Yes, it is. There's a fucking website, bro.
There's no way.
This man, he was doing podcasts before there were podcasts. He didn't know he was on a podcast at the time.
There is no way.
Let me see if this is the guy's fucking voice. Oh, he's got a YouTube channel and everything. Cigar Dave Show. He's not dead either. I gotta see if he said.
I want to get that virgin type. Oh, role. Man.
Yeah, this guy's still talking about cigars 25 years later.
I can't believe he's still alive.
And he would talk about, I'll send you some clips later. Like, he talks about clipping the cigars and the little tools he uses and the lighters he uses, like all the fucking extra detail. Cause you got to have a lot of detail to talk about a cigar for like 2 hours on a radio show.
Yeah, true.
That was every week. So that was something I was doing when I never touched a cigar, listening to him all day.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with having I guess I can call it a fetish. It's not really a fetish. It's more like
it's an interest.
It's an interest. Yes. That's a good one. An interest in something.
Fascination.
Yeah, that's a better one.
A respect from afar.
Yes. You don't have to necessarily do it. I mean, I respect the hell out of people with OnlyFans. I ain't doing it.
It's like love from a distance, right? You look.
Yeah. I love you from way over here. You know? Nothing wrong with it. I respect what Pornhub is doing. I'm not doing it.
A cool world you want to know about, but you might not necessarily want to.
Man, I respect the hell out of you, dog. The hell out of you. I'm just saying, but shout out Cigar Dave. You want to come on the show? Come talk to us. This is a real podcast. Yeah. We're going to talk about something other than cigars.
We could probably get him on here. See what I can do.
The General Cigar Dave. That'll be it. But like, where did you hear this show at? Was it local or was it?
No, it's national. Dude's from Miami. It's national.
Brother, I didn't even know they allow for people to be national on AM radio. I thought AM radio was kind of like, you know,
bust that shit everywhere.
Okay.
But he had all these funny sayings and shit. He was a fucking personality. So
what kind of sayings did he have? You listen to it. Tell us.
I don't remember. I'll find an example later and share it with you.
I don't remember. Okay. That's fine. I mean, I have some fascination with things that I don't necessarily do. I mean, like, sometimes I get fascinated with things that I want to do and I just don't do. Like, I do a lot of random kind of, like, you rag the hell out of me, but I'm not like super, like, I'm smoking my cigar and my cigar jacket. I'm not that. I do like the bourbon and then a whiskey and a scotch here and there. I do like it. I am also a coffee snob in a lot of ways, but I'm not like super hardcore into that shit. Like, I'm not the dude has got to have the 1,000 filters and all that kind of stuff or roll them junts myself type thing. I'm not that guy. I can definitely respect it from afar, though. Because some of these interests are great. Like, they're good to watch type thing. Like, there's some things that you can be enamored with that it's not a good watch, right? But it's some of them are good watches. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate the people that go like full on into something way past the point of just, you know, being a fan of it, being like hardcore,
yeah,
and then just letting other people watch them do the whole process. You're like, I'm never going to take it that far, but I'm glad somebody else did it and then documented it and showed it to me. So that's cool.
I mean, what was the last hobby that you picked up by just watching something all of a sudden?
Watching something hobby.
Yeah, like, or listening to something, like, Did you pick up a new hobby recently that just was from you seeing it from afar? Like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I started doing it.
Selling stuff on eBay.
Well, okay. Oh, wait. So you saw somebody else do that and then you started doing it?
Well, I kept seeing things come across of people selling their own shit, making money selling random stuff, trying to flip stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, let me start with my own stuff and then see if I can find stuff to sell and flip stuff and see what's up. So I watch the videos and then try to copy the videos. And okay. it's all right. But yeah, that's one thing that's recent.
I mean, that's a legit hobby. I mean, it's a money making hobby. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I can't think of another thing. Now, I watch plenty of things and try to replicate them, but not like hobbies that I do every day. Like little construction things I try to do, and then 6 months later, I forget about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm the same way. Like, coffee started out as a hobby. Like, actually making it at home. I became a plant dad because I was, like, watching, like, people do plant stuff, and I realized quickly that I can't do that. I'm really bad at it. Some of the other things, it's like building DIY stuff, like, just doing your own thing. And it's normally kind of like a replication of somebody else doing their own thing. You're like, oh, that's a cool thing. Let me try to do that. Like, oh, I got this new shelving thing I want to, you know, put up. And I'm like, oh, this might work out the way this person has it. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I'm all about watching. Because, like, if you look at my history, I'm talking about the history on YouTube, not the other history. Mm-hmm. Most of my videos are stuff like, somebody build a computer. How do you build a computer? How do you get that computer smaller? City stuff. Coffee stuff, plant stuff. Like, there's always like these random DUIs because I don't do that.
DUI videos.
I do watch a lot of cop cars and shit for some reason, but it's normally like these smaller, like DIY kind of projects where you do something and you just do it and then you're done with it and you don't ever do it again until you watch another video. That kind of shit. Like, yeah. I'm all about that. I'm not a big project kind of guy. I'm a little project kind of guy.
Well, I'm trying to do enough projects where hopefully, like, you know how you, like you said, re-replicates what you watch someone do and you're kind of following their steps. If you do that enough times from enough different videos, you start picking up your own tips and tricks. And then like eventually you can like do your own project from scratch and apply all these different things you figured out by copying other folks and try to like solve other problems.
Is imitation is the best flattery until they start making money from it. I think that's the thing. Something like that.
Something like that, but that's what I try to do. If I'm trying to copy somebody, especially the people that make shit on their own and then they sell it, I'm like, man, if I get the time, if I bought that tool, and if I started doing this and copying this, could I go down the same path and like, you know, cut this thing up in my garage and sell 100 of them a month and like make some side money doing the same thing they're doing? It's a possibility. You just got to do it enough to, you know, get good at something and then start doing it on your own.
Yeah, true. It's, for me, it's kind of like one of the things, like, I'm always do, like, smaller things. And the making money thing, I'm not good at, because I'll start, like, hell, like, this podcast started out as a watch from afar thing, right?
And like, then it got famous and rich, and retired.
Hey, shut that up. Anyway, I am not good with big projects, because, A, I am always constantly doing the next thing, and I'm like, I never stick with
the hold
big
your project. Attention forever.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, because I get frustrated quickly, right? So if I start a big project and it's like building something and I can't get it to work exactly how I want, I get frustrated and I'll stop. So I'm not really good with keeping up with big projects. When it comes down to my own stuff, work, different story. Home is like quick and easy projects I can get in, get out of, and get done and get that dopamine of I got it done and then move on to the next thing is better for me than the 12-month long thing.
The new is more exciting than
finishing
a long
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Them long projects, I can't do it.
As you so lovingly call the warden, she would say, I do the same thing of like starting a bunch of different projects and leaving them like 75% finished.
Right.
And just like, oh, on to the next thing. It's exciting to start a new thing and then not finish the last 10 things.
Yeah, that dopamine hit for the new is it's actually greater than the finish of a product, right? That's why I try to go smaller, because it's like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I'm going to go to run at the store. Like, I can tell you now, I have multiple times got up and went to like a store or a hobby place to start something because I saw it on a video and I wanted to do it, get the product, get the stuff I need, or get, you know, sit down and write whatever I need to write down. I get like 10% into it. And then something else catches my eye and I'm done. Like, instantly.
Buying the stuff, getting excited to start it, laying everything out and like that initial part is the most exciting part. That's the same thing for me for starting a bunch of different games and not finishing all the games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the most exciting part is starting them up and just seeing what's new, and then on to the next one is brand new. Let's start over.
Yeah.
Or it makes it hard. I'm getting to my best side eye right now about not finishing stuff.
Is the war done?
But I lost the whole idea on starting that stuff. Damn it.
Yeah. Exactly. This is how it happens when you do it.
You gotta get closer to the mic to breathe in.
Chris has a tendency to start projects and leave them 3/4 of the way and not finish. Start project, another project. Story.
Pretty accurate.
She just repeated what I said, so she confirmed. Oh. I'm not bullshitting.
It has been
habitual starter.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they have closers. But, that's why they have they have starters and closers. You're a starter. No.
You know, the thing I was going to say was that sometimes that'll bite me in the ass, either even at home projects, work projects. Like, I'll do a bunch of if there's 15 things to do, I'll do 14 of the small, easy wins that I can finish, knock them out to feel like I'm making progress. And then at the end of it, when time's running out, I have the biggest, like, toughest problem last to try to solve. When like the time is on the line, I got 10 minutes left and I got to do this long ass thing I should have done first, but I didn't want it to take 5 hours to finish one thing. Instead, I'll do the other 14 things for 5 hours and then try to rush and finish the last hardest thing at the end.
Yeah.
So I need to change that up sometimes, because that leaving the hard shit for the last is sometimes will fuck you up.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I do the short projects, because the shorter the project, probably the easier it's going to be. So I'm like, okay. Like, that big hard hump of getting through that end piece is what stops everybody from doing it. Like, you get into that little hump, you're like, man, this is too hard. I don't want to do it. I ain't got time. My arm broke. I'm black. You know, whatever. It stops you from wanting to finish it. So, yeah.
Push through feeling, when you push through something that you didn't want to do anymore, and you got frustrated, and you finally fucking finish something, and it's like, it works. That feels good, too. But it's getting past that frustrating hump where it makes you want to just say, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, I run into that hump way more than I want to. That's part of my problem. But it'd be all right.
Keep pushing P, man. Don't stop.
Keep pushing P. What's P? You talking about the powder? I ain't got time for that powder, boy. I ain't got time to do any of that. Just whatever, man. You know? But yeah, so it's I did ask you about your project. So what did you not finish recently, since she put you on blast like that? Well, it's something you must have started and you ain't did that she wanted you to do.
There's some plants I'm supposed to be taking care of at the nursery. Halfway done. You know, you gotta check out your dead plants. So I piled them all up. I gathered them all. And now it's just a pile of dead plants, but I gotta get them out of the pots and like clean them up and organize the pots. But it's turned into a big pyramid of stuff. So now it's like a big project.
You got a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, I got a Ponzi scheme of dead pots. So that's sitting there. That's waiting to be done. I got eBay stuff all around the house I need to list and sell and make money on.
Yeah, see, that project right there I thought was a horrible decision to do in the first place. I know you. I know you. You are hoarding. You're a hoarding person. And then you're just like, let me finish my statement. I'm pretty sure the
word. I'm a digital hoarder.
You're a hoarder person. You'll buy stuff and then you'll just buy it and keep buying it and keep buying it, but you never will list it or sell it. You just keep it. Like, that's what you do. Where you are right now. You do that.
I had plenty of listings. I had plenty of sales.
Yeah. I'm not saying that you don't.
I got plenty of inventory that hasn't been listed yet and hasn't been sold.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying you don't do any of it. I'm saying that you don't do enough of it, basically. It's all right. You'll be all right.
Cool. Man, sometimes lately I've been trying to play some games, watch some TV, marathon some shows. So for the last few weeks, there's been no eBay listings, no picture taken, no listings, nothing like that. So like one thing gets neglected, so something else can get taken care of. Like, if I had 82 hours in the day, I would knock everything out. I'd do it all. But something got to go. Something gets pushed to the wayside. So this time it's the eBay money.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna say, speaking of watching some stuff, like, I watched one of the worst movies that I've seen in a long ass time, and a couple days ago, Okay, did you ever watch War of the Worlds before?
The one with
any of them. It don't matter which one. Have you watched any of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure you were gonna say the one with Charlie Sheen in it.
No. His name Brad Pitt? No. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yes, that guy.
I'm thinking that Tom Cruise one and some old ass one.
Yeah. So you were probably thinking about one of those, right? So they came out with another one on the Flix. No, it was on Hulu. Sorry.
Was it a TV show?
No, it's a movie. This movie. So it basically takes what happened in the Cruise movie, the other movies, and the first one, and kind of smushes them together in England. It is the most random. Like, the CGI is terrible. The movie, like, the story of it wouldn't be so bad if it, you know, I hate watching movies about with kids as, like, the main character.
Oh, kid actors, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't little kids. They're like, you know, they're 20-year-olds probably, but I hate them because I know it's not them in real life. Like, that's probably not how they act in real life, but it gives them, like, when they're on these movies, they perceive them as a certain way. Like, they make their character a certain way, like this snotty kid that gets on everybody's nerve, and I think this is how movies are made. But I hate movies where they're like,
I hate that character.
Yeah, I really hate that character. But anyway, so it was like that. It was some teenagers trying to survive. I was like, this movie, it was bad. It was not like the worst movie I've ever seen ever, but it was one of the worst movies I've seen in a while. Like, because it just didn't make any sense. Like, how they put it together, who put what and who did what.
I think your first mistake was logging into the Flix or whatever service
Hulu,
you were on.
Hulu. I was going to say Netflix, but I was like, oh, it wasn't Netflix. It was Hulu.
You know what I'm watching on Hulu?
What's it?
Snowfall. Have you seen anything about it?
Nope.
Well, it's when
fall and snow?
It's about some kind of snow. It's about that booger sugar.
Sugar?
Sheesh. Yeah. It's when the CIA was importing it. And putting it on the streets, you know,
man,
and
bringing it to America. Happened. That's fabrication. That's lies.
Yeah, they got the proof. They showed it in the show. It's all proof. But I've seen clips. What made me start watching the show is like seeing clips on TikTok and stuff, like little clips, and like, oh man, that's a badass scene. Like, what the hell show is that? That looks tight. Right. And then, you know, just seeing what show it was, look it up, put it on. That motherfucker has like 6 or 7 seasons already. This is from 2017. Yeah. Like, damn, I thought it was like 1 or 2 years old.
Right.
So now I already set myself up to, you know, 6 seasons and a movie trying to watch this shit. But it's pretty good so far. And we finished, I don't know if I mentioned it before, the Yellow Jackets show.
No, you didn't mention it. And why did you watch that? That ain't gangster at all, bro.
But that show cool. That show weird. So you know what it's about? The teenage girl soccer team like crashes in the woods somewhere and stays there for like almost 2 years. And they end up making like some little crazy society where they're like eating each other. And I think
they're eating each other. Like in what kind of way eating? What kind of way?
No.
are we talking full?
No, we're talking like roasted on an open fire. Like, like cannibal eating each other. Mm. So they end up forming 2 different groups and some have some kind of factions. So it's bouncing around between.
They crash because they were eating each other.
No, they go crazy slowly. And if something happens and they all go wild and start, you know, doing weird shit in the woods because they're not getting rescued for a long time. But it bounces between them doing the weird shit in the woods and like crashing and forming their little society, living on their own. And 25 years later to the people who survived and what they're doing in the normal world is trying to like move on. And apparently when they were rescued, they didn't like tell anybody the real shit of what went down. They just got rescued and kind of everybody kept quiet. But somebody's now trying to expose them. So now they're trying to, you know, deal with that of who knows what they really did in the woods back then.
Yeah. You giving all these spoilers. I ain't seen one episode. Now I already know that they lived 25 years.
Well, that's the show. In the intro, they put the dates. They show people eating each other. They show somebody killing each other.
They show somebody
In the first few seconds of the movie, they show someone getting pit roasted.
But that's the movie. The show.
No, the show.
What? You said the movie. Which one is it?
Go edit it out. TV show. Put that in there. So in the TV show, they They show that in the first intro part. You're like, why are these girls like cooking this other bitch on this thing? And they're like passing around arms and legs and eating her.
Okay, so the intro on episode number one is getting eaten out. That's the intro. Yes.
And you're like, what the fuck? What made them do? And they're wearing headdresses and they got like costumes and shit on. They're like wearing like bear skin and stuff. It might be skin from another girl they already ate. I don't know.
I already like bear skin, but
That show's crazy. They got a couple seasons. So that's on Showtime, which you can get with that Paramount Plus combo subscription.
Okay.
It's cool. Out, maybe. Showtime got some shows. So I'm trying to watch some shows on Showtime that people have been saying are good for the last couple of years, and then hit up some shit on Hulu that's sitting there before Disney deletes it. Because they're buying out the ownership part from Comcast. You heard about that?
Oh, which again?
Disney is buying out the rest of what Comcast owns of Hulu. They're starting that process. Uh-huh. So then Disney's going to own all of Hulu and then ultimately merge Hulu's content with Disney Plus, and probably in the process lose a lot of shows and stuff that's on there right now that they're not going to continue to pay for.
Probably.
So the consolidation and the lessening of content, yay, continues.
Well, I mean, I'll take that instead of paying separately $40 for each one of those.
But then pay $29.99 for one service that has half the number of shows on it.
Well,
look, it is what it is, man. That's the game. We just got to play it.
Remember when you was like, unplug my cord, take me to jail.
Lock me up, throw away the key.
Throw away the key? No.
You ever see the passwords for a man streaming stuff just trickle down to crack his ass?
Yeah. That was you, remember? That was you talking that shit, talking about, yeah, you're just streaming. They ain't taking nothing from everybody, me, daddy.
Everybody. Yeah, there are no handcuffs on me. Right. Whatever that is. There are no puppet strings on me.
There ain't no strings.
There ain't no coax cable on me.
That was you. I was like, this dude here lost his damn mind.
And but that was the truth for a minute. And then they fucked it up.
Later, though, you see my truth. This is my truth. I knew this was going to be true right here.
But you still participate. You have to. You can't step out of society. That's where society going. You got to participate if you want
to. I might not like to wear pants, but I can't go outside without wearing them. Yes, I'm going to put the fucking pants on. That don't mean I like it. You was out here liking it. You was laughing up. Give me some more. That was you. Thank you. Can I have another, sir? That was you, not me.
Man, Money Man came in and fucked it up. The financial dudes fucked it up.
The goddamn Money Man. That's who messed up everything.
The pencil pushers, the bean counters.
The Money Man. Get into the shit and like, hey, y'all want to make more money? This is how you do it. Y'all want to make some more money for your the people that's got money into you? This is how you
increase the prices.
This is how you do it.
Fuck investors. Fuck investors.
Tell me how you really feel.
Ruined everything, man.
I'm not with you. We live in a 100%.
We live in a society.
I'm trying to tell you that this is 100% a capitalist situation. And even though they were like, we don't like capitalism, this is 100% capitalism. Because you can't tell me this is the best situation for us to charge people money for things that make them happy. Man, you know how many people out in these streets struggling every day and they can watch a TV show and be happy, but you want to charge for it. Combined consolidated power.
And we try to delete over-the-air TV so nobody could watch something without paying for it. No free shit, no mo.
You can't even watch TV.
Your rabbit ears now, man. They're going to take those away.
I'm telling you right now, them TVs ain't real. But that was you. A couple of years ago, you was all on that hype train.
I'm still hopeful that, okay, it's gonna swing. Like a ding-a-ling is going to swing back to the right. It's going to go where we had all this content for good prices. Now swinging back where we have all these prices with not enough content.
My God, let me tell you.
And just making sure your face is out the way when it's swinging back the other way, when the content comes back, when everybody revolts because we're going to be paying $300 a month and there's going to be no shows on there. And someone's going to have to give. They're going to have to add shows back and bring them out. It's going to be like the Disney, what do you call that catalog where they put them in the vault? Yep. It's going to be like, oh, the Hulu vault brings back Always Sunny episode 12. Like, it's back. Come on, guys. It's on here for 2 weeks. You better watch it now. They're going to make it all FOMO style and shit and bring back shows that they deleted, like that Batgirl show. That movie's going to come out in 15 years and have the most streams ever. I
thought you said that Black Girl show. I was like,
The Black
Girl show are you talking about?
there was a lot of good black girl shows from the 90s. That was like peak black girl show on UPN. That was some good shit back then.
UPN, jeez.
Moesha. So lots of good stuff back then. Moesha. Well, man, what was I going to say? Man, you got me all distracted with the black girl show.
That wasn't me.
I had a damn thought. I had a thought, and I was about to say something.
Okay.
Back when you were a thought in your daddy's balls.
What? No. What? That's, dude, that's all kind of wrong on multiple
levels. Yeah, I've been balling so hard, they thought I was a nutsack.
Oh, wow. I'm glad that you.
Man, I just heard that. I just heard that in a freestyle. I had to use that.
I don't know how the warden puts up with dealing with you on a daily basis. I really don't. I don't know how.
She and you know what? This. You know what? I found it in the haystack. Here's the needle. This is it.
Man, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, is she okay? Blink twice, man. If you no, need help, because I'm like.
And she, you know what? She's the one that has to get the first pass of this. She gets to hear it first. There ain't nobody sitting around here that gets to hear this. I tell her everything. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I can't believe.
I think it's something stupid. Chose. I'm like, hey, what's up? Let me tell you this real quick.
Mm.
And you've been there. You've been on the receiving end.
That's all. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand how she said, "I sign my ass up."
It's charming.
24/7 this.
It's
no way.
It's charming. I got a way with words.
Yeah, okay. If you say so, I'm sorry, Warden. You know, I'm glad that you're there. I can't believe you said
Michael Jackson looking ass. This is it.
This is it. Like, no, ain't no way. Like, why did you do that to yourself? Could have been much better. Your life would have been much easier if you just said no.
She had chances, man. She was holding her cards until I showed up.
Like, no, thank you, sir. No, thank you. But anyway, no, you're a good catch. If you were in the river. But anyway, you still don't know what you was talking about? You was in the middle of something. What?
Dude,
you don't know?
I guess we were talking about black girl TV shows. I don't know what I was talking about. The Volta shit, they were bringing it back. The Batgirl and all this type of stuff. They're going to make it all exclusive because they're sitting on so much content. One day they're going to unleash it all over our face. And like Peter North, we're just going to take it.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Batgirl show, the Batgirl movie. I never watched the Batgirl show with that deaf white girl. Oh, wait. She was only deaf in the
deaf John Wick. White girl?
No, she was only deaf in the John Wick movie. That model that became an actress.
Uh-huh.
I already forget her name.
Ruby Rose?
Yeah, Ruby Red, whatever she was.
What? She disappeared as fast as that TV show got fucking canceled.
She had her minute in the sun for like two years, and that was it. But Brendan Laser Fraser. I saw that movie where he was a big boy. The elephant. What's it called?
The whale?
The whale. I was going to say like the elephant. The whale. Yeah. Did you see that?
No. I have no interest in watching it. I
mean, that's a good movie. Man, they act his ass off. And it's a good movie. It's sad, but it's a good movie. It's one of those sad movies that's like good. You wouldn't want to watch it again, but you can respect what they did there.
Right.
That's why he won all those awards.
Respect my authority.
I recommend the whale.
He didn't get that big, right? He just put on a suit, right?
Oh, he'd be dead if he got that big.
I mean, like, I haven't seen the movie, so I didn't know how big him get.
They took man's blood pressure was like 284 over 199 or some shit.
What?
It was not good. It was all triple digits. He was trips all the way down.
Was no trip?
So it was a good movie, but it was like, oh, shit.
It was a real movie, right? Like about a real person.
No. I mean, Brendan Fraser is real, but the dude in the movie wasn't real.
Oh.
I mean, it was no based on a true story looking ass. He was just a big boy.
I thought it was a true story.
It's happened before. I've definitely seen this on episode of Hoarders or episode of My 600-Pound Life. So it's happened before.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on Hoarders that make you be like, this can't be real. Like, there are some things on Hoarders that happen that makes you question if the person is mentally sound to be doing something.
No, everybody on that show is not mentally sound. That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
They have some kind of mental block, some kind of issue, some kind of trauma. They're doing shit because why else would you shit in a bucket and like leave it all over the floor in your house and just live like that with roaches and shit? Right. There's no bueno, bro. Yeah, but that show is one of those train wreck shows that you just watch even though it's disgusting. You hit next. You let that auto play to hit the next episode up and just keep it going.
You know, there's like three sets of shows that I do that to. Like Hoarders is one of them. The other one is, there's like, you all, I'll watch a show about this got stuck in me, or how did this get out of me? I watched an episode of one of them shows where it was like, I drew the line out on episode three. Episode one and two was like, dude gets, like, woman gets a dildo stuck up in her rectum, all the way up in the top.
Happens. You always got to have a flared base.
Yeah. So, and it was like some other stuff where somebody got stuck. But then I got to episode three, and the thumbnail of episode three made me stop watching the show altogether. Woman gets stiletto heel stuck in eye socket.
Ouch.
I was done. Like, I saw the thumbnail, I was like, I can't do it. I can't. Like, there is no way I can watch this episode and not throw up now. But I'm like, how do you get a stiletto in your eyeball?
You got to see it through, my boy.
She did see it through. She saw it all the way through. I can't do shit. It. Episode three, I was over with. That's good.
Back in the day, my mom could have made a show about that.
What the hell are you eating?
She wasn't. No. She could have made a show about that if she wasn't breaking any HIPAA laws. But she was that medical transcriptionist, you know, typing up what the doctors say about all their little patients. And sometimes she'll say, like, dude, I know you're too young to hear this, but I'm going to tell you this anyways. Like, this person I'm typing about got like XXX, whatever, like shoved up in wherever, and they had to retrieve it and take it out.
Are we talking about a person in real life? What are we
saying? Yes. No, these are real stories where she'd have to type what the doctor did at the hospital to remove something from somebody's member, or, you know, just bad stuff. Like, did I tell you about the vacuum?
No.
This is not a stuck thing, but the dude was
what the fuck?
the dude was using,
like, this is not a stuck thing, but what the
fuck? I think there's multiple stuck things, but it just popped into my head.
Uh-huh.
So just like his scrotum popped because he was using a vacuum, like, to help him out. And like a shot back on a construction site or something. And
pulled his
little tender sack down in there and like ripped it open. And so the scrotum was open.
I'm gonna need you to back the fuck up. No, right?
Listen, I'm not done yet. Okay, that's the worst part. He busted that shit open because, like, I guess he didn't turn off the vacuum fast enough. And then he stapled his shit shut with like an industrial like stapler at the construction site, and then went to the hospital with his sack stapled shut to ask him for help. He didn't want to lose his steez. So that's one story. And there was other stories of people like getting hammers or like weird sticks and tools and screwdrivers like stuck up their bum, things like that. Because, you know, it's like a suction cup. It's like there's like a vacuum in there. You put it far enough, it goes up. It's like, I drink all your.
If you make that sound again ever on this podcast, this shit is over.
I drink it up. Yep, so that's what your
if
asshole you doing.
If you make that sound there. Again in your life, I swear to God, I'm going to murder you.
I'm just trying to make an example of the physics of like what's actually happening back there. But yeah, there was sort of stuff that she would just be like, dude, this is so crazy. Like, right. Come here, I got to tell you this stuff. And people would stick stuff up and rub stuff on and do all this stuff that you shouldn't be doing, like get into situations.
Yeah.
So it should happen.
So I'm all about jolly. I am like, do what makes you feel good. Life is too short not to do the shit that makes you feel good. But there's a limit. There's this point of no return when you stick like a hot barbed wire up your ass. You know, there is no coming back.
People are so curious. They're just going to see what happened.
But you going to fuck around and find out the hard way. Why would you want... Like,
I think that's part of the... That must be part of the fun.
Dude, ain't nothing fun about that. I'm sorry. If you... Like, if you want to insert something in your rectum, fine. Do you. I don't care. But I just don't understand why you go so hardcore with it. Like, if you... I don't want to talk about nobody else's kinks. I'm just saying. Like, some things should not be done. And that's one of them things. Like,
I'm gonna leave the memories of Rotten.com in the past where they belong. There's too many examples of stuff that you're talking about that there was video evidence of people doing. And this is no good to relive those.
It is what it do you, man. Your kink is your kink. I ain't mad at you. If you like doing things, do it.
I'll give you a hint. Like, you know, some people are into like amputation, right? You heard about that? Like, I don't want
amputation.
The whole subculture of people, you know, some people like to get ears pierced. Some people wanted to get their ears taken off or get an arm taken off because they want to experience.
Oh, what?
Like,
yeah. White people some, crazy.
It was some white people, but yeah. But there were people that would, like, remove limbs, and they had to go to some doctor or somebody that they could do it illegally, because obviously that's not fucking, like, sanctioned by a doctor. You lose your license helping somebody do that type of stuff. So people would take it to all parts that they would remove themselves with rubber bands.
Anybody want to remove?
You can self-castrate. Parts. You can do all sorts of weird shit. And
oh, my gosh.
The world, it's an evil world we live in.
This world is full of freaks. Freak nasties.
People like to do stuff, but then there's some stuff you can only do once. Like, what if you do it? You're like, oh, I don't really like that. But my arm's cut off now. Like, it's kind of gone. Sorry about you.
Yeah, you got to make a decision. If you can,
you got to really be about it. You got to be about it. You got to talk about it or be about it.
Yeah. Yeah, be about that life. If you if you're doing something that you can only do once and no coming back from, you got to be about that life for real. Ridiculousness. Makes now, no sense to me.
What's your number one removal to get a replacement, like a robot part?
Excuse me? Be down. What are you asking me? What are you actually asking me? Because I don't know what you just said.
No, I'm saying, okay. If you had to choose, like, okay, arm, leg, take out my eyeballs, put in computer eyeballs, super skin, whatever, like something you could, if you lost something, if it's accident, just say an accident, so you don't have to say, yeah, I would cut my arm off. But if you lost your arm in an accident, would you be excited if you could get, like, a robot arm from, like, Cyberpunk 2077 that was, like, better than your default arm? You could do more with it. You could, like, scale buildings and stuff just with your pinky because you got a robot arm.
Are you asking me? Because you started out with, what part of your body would you take off to replace with a robot part? That's different if I'm in an accident. I don't get to choose. I'm not driving down the street. Lord, give me a leg, Lord. Okay, give me an arm, Lord.
What would you want to enhance then? What would you want to enhance if you, like, and to get a robot part?
Below the waist, are we? Okay, let's see.
Unless it's like your legs, like the guys that run fast.
Like, what's that guy's name?
He went to prison?
Yeah, Progenerous. Degenerous.
Yeah, he's a degenerate. He's in prison now.
But Petorius?
Oscar Petorius, whatever, that killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, the other guy. What I would want to take off and get, I don't know. Because the only thing, like, I wouldn't want, like, maybe my left hand, left arm. My right arm does all my soft stuff. My left arm does all my hard stuff. So maybe.
Wait, is that a fact? God damn. new lore unlocked about Jeff.
Keep unlocked.
You're ambidextrous in a way I did not know.
Yes, I can switch it up. But yeah, my left hand does the hard things. My right arm does the soft thing. So if anything, it would probably be my left arm, probably. That's it.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. What about you? Ask me these dumbass questions.
Right, sometimes you ask questions you didn't think of answers to yourself.
Exactly.
That's cool, yeah. Like, an enhanced arm or like some jump legs, that'd be cool. Like those legs that you can like switch out and do different things, different situations. Situational legs, that's cool.
Situational legs, you have to explain that shit because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you see some of the legless folks online and they get like the rich ones, they get designer legs, they get like legs that you can like paint on. They get ones that are like that's different shapes.
Situational.
You know, like they want to go to the club, they could put on a club leg. that's a term, club leg. But
they show up an actual club for a leg. At the club.
You can put on like a runner leg and haul ass. You can put on a spring leg and be like bouncy, bouncy. You can put on a beautiful leg.
Bouncy,
and like,
bouncy.
You can put on a leg made out of mahogany and stained like with imported, you know, like elephant tusks or something.
Is this George Washington? Who's doing wooden legs in 2023? Like,
it's in vogue now.
Looking like a damn piano. You got a mahogany leg in 2023.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you can do that. Or you can like, I mean, having a cybernetic eye where you can like zoom in and do stuff and like see.
Yeah, I thought about that.
All the data. That'd be kind of cool. Like see at night and everything.
The problem with the eye thing is probably never going to be enough. I'm going to be like, I want more, or it's going to be too much. And I'll be like, I don't want to be able to see this. And once you get it in there, there's no going back.
You're like, I close my eyes and I can't stop seeing stuff. I always see stuff.
I'm like, that worries me. Like eye, brain, any of those, that kind of worries me. Arm? I mean, the worst I can do is like break something. But with You can't kind of take that back. And then what, like I said, once you have it, you have it. If it don't work out, or you want to go back to a regular eyeball, you just really can't. You just got to have a blank face. That's it.
Yeah, but that's something to do. Maybe one day we'll get there where it's optional. Like you could have, I think we will have that enhancement future where you won't just have to be like a victim. You could be a choice. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to take my arm off. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go down to Walmart and give me a new arm from their cybernetics division or something like that.
Who the hell just trusting Walmart with their arm?
Walmart's going to have a section for new body parts, just like they have a section for guns and a section for, you know, outdoor stuff and a home section.
Walmart still have guns in it?
Oh, down here they do.
I haven't been inside of Walmart in like like 3 years or something.
But you're going to go in instead of the optometrist at Walmart. Oh, maybe you will go to the optometrist, get your eyeball popped out, get a new one popped in, get that Walmart special. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit will load with ads in it.
They have all those services. It'll come with a free like Walmart Plus subscription.
Yeah,
but they have all those services at the front of the store. You know, like they got the eyeball place, the lens crafters. They got a bank, and they're gonna have like a cybernetics division. Watch Walmart gonna be at the front end of that shit with Amazon trying to sell you body parts.
I think I'm gonna pass on Walmart edition anything ever, probably. So I'm not gonna be buying that.
You're gonna have that great value leg.
Man, you know this shit gonna be cheap. It's gonna be crickety. It's gonna crack.
It ain't gonna be solid or nothing. Yeah, it's gonna be all hollow.
Yeah, I'm not finna buy a Walmart brand. Like, dude, you get what you pay for. And if you go to Walmart, you get what you pay for.
It's gonna be men spec arms and legs.
Like, great value brand legs on sale this week at Walmart.
Yeah, $19.95 a month.
Shop there. I'm not hating on nobody who shop at Walmart. I'm sorry. And I know some people shop at Walmart and they like Walmart. But you get what you pay for at Walmart. Seriously. You really do. Is what it's saying. But
preach.
Man. I was going to ask something, but then you threw me off, as usual. I didn't see you on Starfield yet, by the way. I meant to ask that question.
I've not been on that.
Oh, you're hiding? You've been playing?
I don't know why. It's not putting it out there showing me, but I'm on there. Uh-oh. I played some hours. I'm messing around with it. I'm going around the world. The whole universe, actually. Trying to do some stuff.
Is it singular or
it's a dual? Single player game. It's like Fallout. It's like Fallout in space.
Fallout space. Gotcha. But,
like unlimited fucking missions, all these planets to explore. Lots of story content, lots of shit going on, lots of different systems. Like you can be a bounty hunter, you can like cook food, you can do all sorts of crazy shit. It's very interesting. I'm really low into it, like barely starting out. Discovering some stuff, but it's fun to play and like organically stuff happening and just guiding you down different paths.
Right.
Feels pretty nice.
Gotcha.
But it's pretty good. It's not No Man's Sky. Like you can't take off. Like that's a big complaint people are having. You can't take off from the planet and fly directly to outer space. Like you'll get in your ship and say, I want to go to this planet on a menu. And then it like loads the next screen. And then you're floating in space for a second, but you can't fly to the planet. You pick the planet. And you pick a landing spot and then you load to the landing spot. So it's not like an open world space game, unlimited everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to places, there's a lot of shit to do. There's like a lot of stuff to do in the game. So it's like Fallout with spaceship stuff, like futuristic stuff. So it's like Skyrim, Fallout, talking to people, having conversations, doing that type of shit, making choices, making friends, having companions. So it's like a super updated Mass Effect type of shit. It's pretty cool so far.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about picking it up because what's funny is I actually have been paying, and I know you do this too, but I have been paying for Game Pass, and I forgot. Like, I haven't done it at all. I didn't even know I was paying for it until I was like, I actually am paying for $10 a month on this.
Install it.
I mean, I might because I literally have been paying for it and never used it, so... I really just haven't paid attention to it. And I was like, this was the first time I noticed it. And I was like, why am I getting charged $10 on my card for something? And I'm like, what is it? Microsoft? Who am I? Then I'm like, oh, I've been paying for Game Pass this entire time and didn't even know.
Damn. You're supporting their salaries over there.
Well, I mean, see, that's my problem with Game Pass. Like I've said this before. The reason why I don't like Game Pass is this very reason. The two reasons. One, you not even remembering that you actually have it and you still pay for it. continuously. Yes, it's less than buying one game, and you have all the options that you want to touch, but you still will forget that you're paying for it at some point. Number two is
any subscription.
That's any subscription, right? Not just that, but that's the reason why I don't like it. But number two is, yeah, you get options. You get all the options to everything in the world. But I would rather just buy something I know I'm going to play than install, you know, do the 75% rule on something, right? Where I install something, play it for an hour, and it's just installed. And I don't get to keep it forever. It's just installed.
That's part of the beauty of it. You can try some games you didn't really know if you want to spend the money on, even if it's like a sale price.
But
you can test some shit out. You might find something you didn't even know you were going to like.
If Game Pass gave you a discount on that, I would say this. No, they don't. When you get a game,
if you want to keep it, you get a discount.
Wait, show me the discount.
There's a discount in the shop when you go to buy a game that's on Game Pass. You can get a discount to keep it if you want to like buy it in case it ever drops off the system.
Okay. You sure?
When games are leaving, usually they do a 20% discount.
No, I'm not talking about when they're leaving. I'm talking about when they're brand new.
Yeah, when they're on there also, sometimes, depending on how old the game is, like if it's a brand new game, you might not get a discount. Sometimes you'll get a pre-order discount.
But that's what I'm saying. So you get something, you download something, you're paying $10 a month. Say a month in that you play it, and you're like, cool, I like this game. I don't want to lose my progress. I don't want to lose the game, but I also don't want to keep paying for Game Pass. Then I'm out more money than me just buying the game. And now,
no, but you're not supposed to just play one game at a time. Like, you gotta look at it as a whole service.
You won't
lose your save file either. That shit will always be there.
You don't play the shit you buy right now. So what do you mean?
I didn't say I did.
I mean, I get what you're saying. The intention is for you to try a whole bunch of shit. But when it comes down to it, like if I get one game that I like and I spend a lot of time on it, I want that game. I'm not getting a discount for paying you. I'm paying you extra so I can buy the game cheaper already.
Depending on how many months you pay for it. It just depends.
Yeah, true.
It depends on some games that are 70, that if they launch on there and you're paying $10 a month, you're saving money. You can play it. You can beat it in a month and you beat that game and put it in the rear view.
Yeah.
Or you can play for 2 months. You spent $20.
And we said the same thing, goddamn.
But yeah, but just you know what? Just play games, enjoy your life.
Yeah, I'm saying is I don't like it. I don't like paying the money, but I didn't turn it off yet, so I might try this Starfield thing and see what it do.
Try it out since you already got a subscription. Just go ahead and download
it. Yeah, I mean, might as well. I'm already paying for it. Might as well. Yes, you're right. So I'll do that in the next couple of minutes after we continue or end this podcast or whatnot. It's the day.
Yes, 100 gigs. You better start hitting download with your 25 down you got over there.
I got more. I got more than that. I got better internet. Shit.
Sure.
On me.
You telling yourself that.
No. I went and bought another modem. That was what was holding me back. So.
Yeah, you went from 25 to 35.
No,
you told the story.
I went from like 25 to like close. Damn.
I'm like, hell no, you didn't. Damn. I'm over here dropping shit.
But yeah, I do better. But yes, you're right. It's going to take a second. But I'm sorry. I ain't got 1,000 down like you do. It's just close to 100 down now. 200 down.
Not everybody does.
Yeah, man. You got to have something living out there in the damn fields by yourself. You and a 7-year-old playing Fortnite.
I'm trying to give you something to strive for. I'm trying to be inspirational to you. Aspirational. I'm aspirational and inspirational.
You an ass, all right. You know what? I'm surprised that the word ain't said, come fucking eat, Chris, yet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I did bring home dinner.
You did? Did you forget?
I kind of, until right now you said that, I did bring it home, but I didn't eat it yet.
Well, you might need to go eat it. It's probably already eaten.
I gotta heat it up. So it's cold now. Yeah, I had to buy it in the big city, drive it over here, put it over here, and then get on this podcast. By the time I get to it, it's like 4 hours old.
Okay, this is not my fault. We don't work today normally.
I explained a timeline of food.
Your food timeline sucks. I just want you to know it. The fuck? Okay, fine. So I'm going to let you go get your, heat up your meal, whatever it may be, feed the warden, feed the max. I saw a video that reminded of you, and I think I sent it to you where they were feeding their dog like lo mein and steak tartare and shit, like a real dinner.
Word?
Oh, I think I sent it to you. It looked like some stuff y'all would do at your house.
Hell yeah. I'm going to try some steak tartare with Max. You know, this man is turning into a vegetarian dog where you throw some bacon down, you throw some hamburger meat down, like a little piece of something, before he would snatch that shit up like nobody's business. This man will sniff the stuff, and if he's not in the mood, he will turn away and leave a piece of meat on the floor.
Wow.
I'm like, what do you want? Kobe beef? Like, tell me your list. You got a special request? You want your steak? Is it too well done? You want it a medium rare? Like, what's the problem here? This man is now steady turning away meat. Now, before he used to do that because we know he smells it first, and if it's like spicy or it has hot sauce on it,
I got spicy meat.
Yeah, he don't like the spicy meat. But he used to eat meat. Like, he's a meat eater. He's a gobbler.
What the fuck? Dog?
We throw down some glizzies and he's leaving them on the floor. I'm like, come on, that's a good glizzy.
That dude is. You talk about your dog swallowing down meat. Are we ending this shit right now? Okay.
I'm walking down the street looking for some meat.
Well, that's good for you, sir. But okay, episode 181. Okay, I'm going to end it now. Hope you have a good night. Go eat your food. Go heat it up. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you, Cigar Dave.
Thanks for the sponsorship.